Hey everyone, thanks for listening to my podcasts here on the Hullerstubber feed. Do spread the word to other people if you think they might enjoy them. Do listen to some more if you think you might enjoy them, but do enjoy this one. I am shortly going to be on tour with my new stand-up show, Can I Have My Ball Back? Head to richardherring.com/ballback/tour for all those dates. Some of them are sold out, some of them have hardly sold anything. It would really help me if you bought tickets to the ones that aren't sold out. Either way, as soon as you can. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's about cancer and testicles. One of them's not funny, but one of them's really funny, and it kind of cancels out the unfunniness. I'd say just on average, slightly more funny. So I hope you'll come along. If not, keep enjoying the podcast. We'll be back in September at the Leicester Square Theatre with more live podcasts. Maybe a few Edinburgh ones before then. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this stupid podcast you've chosen to listen to.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Leicester Square Theatre. Please welcome, it's the horny time traveller himself, it's Richard Herring! You're much better than last week's audience. There was a bloke here with the same T-shirt as me on last week. It was embarrassing. Glad he's gone. I mean, I'm glad he didn't come back. That's what I was trying to say. Welcome to Rich Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. Though I was hanging around with some old school Doctor Who fans today who strongly feel that the series should retain realism. It has to have of the magic alien time traveler. He must have a penis. They strongly feel that, even though we never saw it so far. There might come an adventure where he needs a Dalek, needs to be fucked or something. And what are they going to do if it's a woman? That's what. Anyway, they call it Rehullistubber, so hopefully that's. They were pretty cool. Pretty cool characters. I had a very nice time at the Manchester Podcast Festival, I want to say that. And thank you to the 400 people who came to Manchester. Not you metropolitan avocado-eating cunts. They were just, they didn't even announce the guests. They still go, we'll go and see that because we love Richard. And you go, I'm going to tour the country now. And then you'll miss me, London, you pricks. I live in Hertfordshire now. Not you guys, you came. That's good. So you're all cool. Did people enjoy the new Doctor Who? I mean, it won't be new by the time this goes out. Who thought it was bad and that women should not be allowed on television? What? Just me then. Don't worry, Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast will never be presented by a woman. That is, we won't even have women on it. If I get my way. So, oh no, hold on, I book it. What am I thinking? I've literally gone insane. I'm sure I had something to say at the top of this show. It's completely gone out of my head. So we'll move. I love Scam for Girls. So, I did have something to say. I've got someone who has come to see this show from Austin, Texas, which is in America. I think they might be over there, or just some other people are from Austin, Texas. And forgive me if I get this wrong, but Rayshod Maharaj, there he is, come from Austin, Texas to see the show. And has for a long time been making donations to the Scope programs that we do. And I wouldn't mention anyone otherwise. If they, A, hadn't come a long way, and B, given some nice money to... Yeah, your name's always in the programs for my tour show. So thank you very much. Are you enjoying this? Has it been worth coming? Did you come just for this? Yeah, good. And has it been worth it so far? Yes. I mean, did you come for this? Yes, definitely. Has it been worth it? Yes. Okay, how are things going in America? Pretty well, as I understand it. Yeah, so it's pretty good. It's good. It's pretty good over there, isn't it? Loved old Donald Trump today.
And, you know, that will work whatever day this goes out, won't it? Remember what Donald Trump said today? Fucking hell, I didn't think anything could be worse. No, apparently. What I'm thinking about isn't as bad as what you're thinking about at home. That's the terrible truth. Anyway, thank you. Well, you're most welcome. And if you are listening at home, do travel over to wherever I do this show in the future. It won't be fucking London. That's all I'm saying. So, and thank you to lovely people in Manchester, for they were so nice and friendly. they hardly robbed me of anything. So it was nice. So at least there's no crime in London, right, guys? Yeah, having a great time. So I have a feeling this one's going to get us into trouble. So will you please welcome both me and the guest. I'm in a slightly skittish mood. My next guest is probably best known for the portrayal of Smartysaurus. In Noddy, Toyland Detective, which I've been watching this week without knowing she, that's how good she is. Not on my own, I have a 3.5-year-old daughter. Will you please welcome Jess Robinson? How lovely to see you. Welcome to the show. Sit down, pull up a microphone.
My finest work. There's nowhere to go now.
It's incredible.
Thanks.
Well, it's incredible that Noddy's back.
Oh,
after all the
Noddy
unpleasantness he's been through in his time.
Have
the Gollywogs made it back into this series?
There are none.
Oh,
no,
that's weird. I wonder what that is. Because he's a detective now. I guess if the Gollywogs were in it, it would be easy to solve the case, wouldn't it? So it's he's a Toyland detective.
He is. He solves all the crimes.
Which makes it sound like every week there's going to be a murder in Toyland.
It's worse.
Yes.
Smartysaurus's crayons go missing.
Right.
Because Pat the Panda's stolen them.
Yeah.
What else happens? Lots of things get stolen, actually. There's quite a lot of thieves.
Yes.
But it's usually they mean well. And but I'm not just... So the Smartysaurus sounds like that. But it's not just the Smartysaurus.
No.
Do you know who else I am?
I don't know.
I'm Farmer Tom, that little shit. Little farmer like that. And he goes, oh, crispy cabbages all the time.
I've been watching it. I generally have been watching that all this week. My daughter loves it.
Oh, good.
So there we go. It's good to see Enid Blyton back in there. It's good to see her back in...
Without, Enid Blyton slash DreamWorks.
You cut off the racism and she's fine. So it's all right. It's okay. I will talk about this because you do. You've actually worked with about 50 generations of children's performers. You work with Pinky and Perky, who are from the 1950s. Don't know how, you're a time-travelling Chuckle Vision. Work with the Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah.
May half of them rest in peace.
Yeah.
But the other one's all right.
They were weird.
They were weird.
They were really weird.
You've worked with old what's his face from Gigglebiz?
Justin Dingle Dangle. Yeah. What's his name?
Justin Fletcher.
I prefer Dingle Dangle, to be honest.
Justin Fletcher, the clown guy.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. That's like literally dozens of years of children's stars.
Yeah, that's, I guess so. Yeah.
So who's your favourite out of Pinky and Perky, the Chuckle Brothers, and Justin Fletcher? And, you know, a Noddy, if you like.
Oh, it's Noddy, then.
Is it Noddy?
Oh, it's just such a nice job. You just go and do stupid voices, and then they tell you to go home, and it's really lovely. Chuckle Vision was weird.
Yeah. We did mention it backstage.
We probably shouldn't. We probably shouldn't. But there was a really weird... I've had a recurring dream about it, actually. It was quite traumatic. I had to be the Chuckle Brothers agent, right? And there was a scene where they were both being... I thought I'd gone to a spa and they were both being Swedish beauty parlour people. I can't remember what... Beauty therapists. And they had to smear a mixture of cat food, ketchup and chocolate powder onto my face. Mm. And it was weird to be lying down and seeing them... above me like that, and that's what I've had the dreams about.
Yeah, that one never went out as well. That's the weird. That was never. They got to. They filmed so many, and we just do a couple for ourselves. Yeah, sure. what do you want to do? Yeah, get And, well, it's an incredible career. You obviously are genuinely best known as a musical impressionist.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But you're a fantastic singer, musician, actor, voiceover artist. One of the first times I saw you, you were playing in Vaginal Tap.
Yes, I wondered whether you'd remember this.
At the Hammersmith, the Lyric Hammersmith, when we did the last time Lee and Herring performed on stage. Were you the drummer of Vaginal Tap?
So we formed a band, me, Emma Kennedy, and Lisa Rhea.
Yeah.
And, I was on the drums. I was about grade five. Emma was a beginner on the bass. I don't know why we thought it was a good idea. And Lisa played the guitar. And we did children's theme tunes in German accents. And Mel Goodroyk came on and was dancing, but nobody knew it was her because she was wearing a red lycra gimp suit. And that's the first time I met you.
Yes, that is the first time I met you. And you were wearing an amazing outfit that is seared onto my memory, and thank you for doing that. So it was absolutely incredible.
I do remember that, yes.
Yeah.
Quite jiggly when you're playing the drums.
Oh, believe me, I noticed. So you still playing any bands, or is that you've got your own band?
I've got
now.
My own band, Jessington World of Adventures. they are brilliant. So I've got my own gimps that they just do what I say, so it's brilliant. And I go on tour with them and going on another tour.
So you're touring, what's the No Filter tour? Is that
imaginatively called No Filter.
Yes, because you have No Filter. I've noticed it. I'm talking to you backstage. It's been great.
Yeah, editing's going to be fun. But I'm going to try not to say shit, fuck or cunt.
Yeah, you can say those things.
Okay, so
just
don't
worry
about
that. Can't say...
Okay.
Just can't say that. That's what you can't say.
Should I put that into context?
No.
Okay, right. And it's worse if you don't know.
It is. Told you, Ben. Should we go home now? Let's go home again now.
Yeah,
well, let's talk about Britain's Got Talent, because that's a nice uncontroversial subject we can start on. So you appeared on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Did very well. Got to semi-finals. Nearly got to the finals. Very close to the finals. Wow, there was a bit of controversy, which is because people don't really know how Britain's Got Talent works.
But why don't they still?
I don't know.
So they asked me to go on lots and lots of times, and I always said no. And then the last time they said, it'll be fine, we'll be really collaborative, you can absolutely do what you want, it's just a great showcase for you, we really want you to do well. And so I went, oh, go on then. Because otherwise I would just wonder what would have happened if I hadn't. So I went on and you talk for ages and then they edit it down. What will happen to this? I only end up being 5 minutes of usable stuff. And I said, you know, I've been a jobbing actor for ages and blah, 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 but they don't keep any of that in. So it looked like I was a fraud pretending that I'd never done anything before.
Well, you sort of say, even the clip, I've seen the clip and you say, I'm trying to do this professionally and what I'm doing, times, but I've got a job in the week. That was presumably true.
Yeah.
So there was a bit, it sort of came out that obviously you'd been doing bits of telly
absolutely.
By that stage you'd done lots of theatre and all sorts of stuff as well. But then that is the case with, Lost Voice Guy, who did very well, has been working for years.
Absolutely.
All the comedians you see on it, that they are courting lots of comedians from
certainly
the circuit.
All the dancers have had, real professional careers.
Otherwise, it would be quite shit, wouldn't it?
It would be bad.
I mean,
and to be fair, it is scraping the barrel quite a lot of the time anyway, isn't it?
But you look very nervous, but were you genuinely, isn't it? Because that's why people go, oh, she was so nervous, and then she turns out. But you presumably hadn't played to, a massive room of 2,000 people.
2,000 people in the London Palladium was really scary.
Yeah.
But the thing that they are really brilliant at is, so you're there from 9 in the morning, and I didn't go on till 12 hours later. I was, I think, one of the last people to go on.
Right.
But all day there's a camera in your face, and they are probably every half an hour wanting you... Can we just film you pacing up and down looking nervous? Okay, how nervous are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Do you feel nervous? Could you say to the camera, this is the biggest thing that you've ever done? And then you just psych yourself up, and then... So by the time... And the buzzers going off before I went on for some of the poor people.
Yeah.
And the audience going, off, off! Like the Hunger Games. Like, it was really terrifying. And I was already quite nervous, but then I was thinking, okay, this is... What am I actually doing? Because I could actually just ruin my own career now. And anyway, yeah. So I was shitting myself.
Yeah.
And I feel embarrassed about it, though. Because I was just like, yeah.
No, but then you did you know, an amazing performance of all, you know, the musical impressions you've got, which are very impressive.
Yeah.
And got through and did... And I thought the second set was better than the first set.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's controversial, is too. It? Yeah, they okay. were meddling.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. Till the night before, actually, they really? Changed the act again. That okay. was very, very stressful. But now I don't have a day job, so that's nice.
Yes, that's good.
So it was worth it.
Yeah. So it did make a big difference in terms of you could tour off the back of it. And,
yeah, absolutely. Huge difference. I did my first tour last year, which was a bit of a baptism of fire, but amazing.
Yeah.
And I've been working... really regularly, actually. Yeah. So I'm really pleased.
The comedians have gone on it, and like people like Noel James, who was on I think series after you or recently anyway,
right,
who's a comedian that when I started the circuit he was on, and he was, both me and Stu loved him. He was very weird, doing sort of slightly surreal stuff, and it was very unusual in the circuit in 1990-91, and he's did very well. I don't know how far he got, but he's been doing stand-up for 30 years. So it's interesting to see people making that choice to go on it and seeing what happens to them. And it seems to work for most people who are probably professional and good already. It's just a good shop window.
Absolutely. I can always look back, you know, if I'm having a tough time at a gig or if I'm feeling a bit worried about something, or you know, I can always look back and go, it will not be as stressful as Britain's Got Talent. And it is everything. It's, since that is the marker, everything has been so much easier than that.
Yeah.
Because it really put you through your paces. But it does give you a boost if you're ready to use it in the right way.
It's very like this. Great. It's very like being on this podcast.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're very nervous backstage.
I was crying. Nervous,
right? So, well, I'm very, you know, I didn't know you'd done this until I researched you. You did The Rise and Fall of Little Voice a couple of times.
Yeah.
Which I've seen the play. I didn't see your performance of it, but it's an incredibly difficult part. The part
I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. The first time I did it was the first time I'd ever done impressions.
Right.
Because I never meant to be an impressionist or anything. I lied my way into it just because I didn't want to go back to my day job on Oxford Street, which was working in a stock room, and it was really miserable and dark and dingy. So I just lied and said, oh, I can do impressions. Can I audition? I was doing a panto at the time in Hereford, and they said, yeah, it's in 10 days. Come along. And I thought, fuck. And then I could already sing, but I learned how to do all the Judy Garland and...
Right. Well, that's the thing with it, because you have to be an amazing singer to be able to sing like these, you know, Shirley Bassey. And, I mean, these people have got like a lot of range. You do Bjork and you do...
It's so quiet.
And Julie Andrews, which is a terrific one. You do Julie Andrews and...
Yeah.
And,
the hills are alive with the sound of music.
Yeah. So it's... You're very good. You're very good for someone who didn't see them as an impression. So to go for the Fall and Rise of Little Voice was the first
no, it was
attempt
just a bit
to show
stupid,
that.
Because
I saw, you know, What's Her Face doing it, the famous one from.
Jane. Or like her.
Yes,
Jane
I saw her
Horrocks,
from Off of Absolutely Fabulous doing it, Jane Horrocks. And, you know, she, again, you didn't think of her as an impressionist, but that's
she was amazing, wasn't she?
Yeah, it's an incredibly difficult part.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, led on to Noddy. So, you know, Smartysaurus. So.
Dreams can come true.
But you were going through, when Britain's Got a Talent, you were going through a divorce, you were going through quite a lot of trouble in your life.
I was having real fun times.
But then that, often, again, you hear that a lot with Sarah Millican. She went through like a very difficult time and sort of used that as a springboard to...
Yeah. I got a great Edinburgh show out of my divorce.
Right.
Fantastic. I think you have to use these things.
Yeah.
And now I'm all happy. I've got no ideas left.
Okay.
I'm no.
Well, you're getting married again. Don't worry. It'll all go tits
it'll
up
go
again.
It'll go tits.
Don't get. Why have you got married? Why are you getting married again? You've done it once.
Oh, he's brilliant though. Oh, well, he's my favourite. He's much better than Practice Husband.
Okay. That's what you think before you marry them, and then you marry them and they turn. You'll see next week when my wife's on. You'll see the tension next week. My wife, I had to have her on with a couple of her friends so that we don't have to talk. We're not really talking, are we? I love my wife. No, it's fantastic. But so, it's fantastic. Fantastic you're getting married again. Good luck. He's very nice. I met you and him in Brighton.
Yes.
By accident, and then you came to see my show.
We came to see your show, and it was very good.
I told him that you were, you know, he's the lucky one.
Yeah.
Have you still got the outfit from Vagina Tap? If you have, I'll marry you. So it's... and you play Patty Steelbeard in Risen 2 and 3, which would have been my other choice. Yeah.
What's
according
that, then?
According to Wikipedia,
game.
It's a video game. Are you on those?
Oh yeah, I am. Yeah, sexy pirate girl.
Yeah, how's that?
They're really boring to record. Are those they? Video games?
You have to do a lot of choices.
Loads and loads of different choices, and you're just sort of staring at a big computer screen for hours and hours. But that's what it is to play a video game as well, sort of, isn't it?
Does anyone play Risen 2 here or 3? Yeah.
Do you really?
Do you like?
No.
Don't you dare lie to me. People in Manchester wouldn't have done that to me. is it weird doing these things where people don't know it's you and don't recognise you? Knows it? It's because obviously you're doing all these different voices. Sometimes someone does like cartoons and you go, okay, it's that person doing their voice.
Yeah.
And so you're doing all these different ones with, you know, without anyone...
Do you watch School of Roars as well?
I haven't seen that, no.
Or Shane the Chef?
I haven't seen Shane. I saw that on your resume, but I have not seen that. Yeah. What do you play on Shane the Chef?
I play a northern girl who's a farmer.
Okay.
And I play Mama Polenta, which is slightly...
racist?
Yeah, I think so.
So you can be racist against the Italians?
Yeah. It's okay to be racist against the Italians, Mexican, just not... anybody else.
I was watching your videos as well of the you do these curious collaborations, is that what they're called?
I love those,
so that's where they, I think that's where those impressions like take on a new life as well, beyond just being very accurate impressions, because you'll mash up two of them together or more than that. There's a one with
I like to imagine what it, well, first of all, I'd like to sort of just imagine what it'd be like if people like, I don't know, Billie Holiday sang, I've got a brand new combine harvester, or something like that. So we do that on the tour and the audience get to choose, but so stupid. But in the on the internet, the curious collaborations, we've got a little drummer boy, like a Christmassy one, with Billie Holiday and Nicki Minaj, just collaborating. Or we've got It Must Be Love with...
Everyone.
Bjork, Lady Gaga, Kate Bush.
Bush is great.
I love her. I want to be her when I grow up.
Last week, Alice Lowe played Kate Bush as well in a show. So we should have got you both together backstage.
A bush
to be Kate
off.
Bushes, yes.
Well, or not. You know.
That's for the Badgers. That's a special thing for the Badgers. especially. Both in both senses. I'll ask you an emergency question because I'm embarrassed by female pubic hair. Who did this? Really wrecked the...
Oh, no.
Right. You are dressed so well tonight.
Thank you.
That's what it says in the book. But... this is an emergency question for dates, so that's a little clever way.
You
are dressed so well tonight. That's the way. That's using all my charms to help you. Ladies and gentlemen, what was your worst fashion decision you ever made?
Oh. It was a combination when I was maybe 15 of getting my hair cut really short. I don't know why. I think mum... It was a bit like your hair, but it looked wrong on me. I looked like Yentl. But you know Barbara Streisand?
Film? I do know, yeah. I went to see with my girlfriend and her mum when I was 16 or 17, yeah.
Mm.
She's not my girlfriend now.
Oh, it's a shame. Yeah. But I also got... I got white braces.
Okay.
And they glow... And so I smile at a boy in a club and they glow in the dark. And I look like Skeletor, and it was really awful. That was pretty bad.
Okay. You wore Strousers?
I wore Strousers! The skirt trousers, yeah. Yes.
I read that in the Daily Express.
Did you?
Yeah, I've been reading up about you. Do you want to know what else I found out about you?
Scrousers.
I'll tell you what else I found out about you. It's what you are. That's what you told the Daily Express. It's almost the same question I asked you. I do. I'm going to ask. I'm not going to ask you this question. This is a question you asked in the Daily Express, which I'm now going to ask to Greg Davis next week. What's your beauty secret?
Oh, what
no one ever asked
say?
Men. No one ever asked men that question. I'm going to ask all my male guests. What's your beauty secret? They always ask women, but they never ask. I've never been asked, what's your beauty secret?
What did I say? What was my answer?
I think you said, I'm just very naturally beautiful. I can't remember what you said. Cream, ungent.
Loads of makeup.
Unguents.
You can squint a bit when you look at me.
This is what I read about you in the tabloids, because of course you've been in Britain's Got Talent, and I want to hear your side of this raunchy story from the tabloids.
Oh, clickbait-arama. Yeah.
The Sun says you are once part of the raunchy burlesque circus troupe, which was called Haggis Off, or what was it called?
Le Haggis.
Le Haggis.
Like Le Soiree, but it was in Scotland, so they called it Le Haggis.
What raunchy behaviour did you get up to during that?
I wasn't raunchy at all. I wore a red dress with sequins on. Oh, and I did impressions. I was the vocal gymnast,
okay.
Which was really disappointing for most people because I can do the splits, but I didn't. The raunchiest bit of that was my lovely friend who I made there, Chi-Chi Revolver, who is a stripping hula hooper who sets her tits on fire. And I saw her and I thought, you're going to be my friend. And so now she is.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a, there's a hula hooper called Hula Girl. Is that a different...
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that a different person?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of hula hoopers.
There's a lot of rivalry between those two.
Is there?
Yeah.
Hula Girl. Well, I haven't seen your hula person. Hula Girl's very good.
Oh, Chi-Chi will scratch her eyes out.
Should we get both of them on the podcast?
Oh, my God, please, can we?
And hula up. Maybe, will they
do
be
her,
in the same
do
room?
Her hoops light up, Hula Girls?
I can't really
what
remember.
What does she even do?
She does stuff with hula hoops.
What, eat them? I'm really good at hula hoops.
Mainly.
If we do that.
Yeah, that's good. Put some on her fingers. I also learnt in the tabloids that you drove your car into a lamppost.
This was all during the divorce, actually. I was having a terrible time. I stopped, but not quick enough, and a bit to the left.
Okay.
And it wasn't actually a lamppost. It was a traffic light, which came right out of the road.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was bad. And then Mum and Dad turned up.
Okay.
And Mum's, and they were going to put me in the back of the police van, but the policeman was really nice and said, "No, don't worry, a prostitute just spat in there," so I didn't have to go. Didn't have to go in the back. And my mum went up. No, my dad said, "Oh, please, please be gentle with her. She's just had a terrible time. She just got divorced." And then Mum separately went up to the policeman and went, "She's had a terrible time. She's just got divorced from a total pervert." So God knows what they thought was happening. But it was fine, and I didn't get charged.
You didn't get charged.
And I lived happily ever after and paid a lot for my insurance.
Did you?
Because that might have been the third car that I'd written off. I drive expressively.
Do you?
It's like creative dance when I'm on the road.
Do you have a driver on your tours? Or do you drive on? Do you drive, or do you go on the train?
I sort of shared the driving with my friend Nikki.
Did you?
She did most of it.
I bet she did.
She was a beginner.
That's good. Just knock out the actual traffic lights.
Well, I think it can't have been in very. I mean, I was going very slowly.
Cars are a dangerous weapon. You're going to taken out the speed cameras if you're going to do it. Why not take out the speed cameras? How were Pinky and Perky, though? Were they nice to work with, Pinky and Perky?
Well, I didn't actually... It was a cartoon of Pinky and Perky.
What?
I know. And I was their niece or something.
Okay.
So I was just... And it was all American I was doing. It was very... It's a very
Pinky
disappointing...
Pinky and Perky's niece?
Oh, it was shit. Skirt over that. It only lasted one series.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I remember Pinky and Perky. They had strings and stuff.
I don't really remember them. Like, I
no,
do.
No, you wouldn't do because you're young.
But it just makes young. It makes me think of the postcard that you always see abroad, which is bare boobs and they've been made into pigs. Remember those postcards?
Yes, I do remember those
postcards.
Okay,
fine, thank you. I remember. Could be in the Chuckle Brothers dream, I don't know. It's all muddled.
I'll ask you my new emergency question.
Yeah.
What is the lamest modern-day invention you could take back to the Middle Ages that would make you the ruler of the whole middle-aged world?
A dustbuster.
That would be good.
They would love that.
They would. They're idiots, aren't they, people in the Middle Ages?
They were absolute wankers.
Yeah. I'm taking them right down.
I feel really angry right at them.
I hate them.
I hate them.
I hate them. I'll do a random. Another random. I want to ask about the Queen of Mars in a minute. Oh, I did that one the other week. Have you ever travelled on West Midlands Railway? If not, what is your least favourite railway company?
I have travelled on. Yeah.
They're bad, aren't they?
They're shit. Yeah. I tell you what I don't like now is the new Virgin, whatever they're called, Volva or something. What they're called? What are they called? Vula Vula. They're called something with a V. Has it still got a V in it? I think
I know what you mean. Is it the one with the talking toilets?
Yeah, but that's just Virgin. But they, Virgin? What are they? Does anyone know what they're called now? It's something else. And it's disappointing. Okay. It's just very disappointing. What?
Pendolino, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, just like Volva Pendolino. Yeah. The Pendolino goes in the Volva.
I feel you're not the woman who does the voiceover for the toilet in the Virgin Trains.
I think that's Izzy Sooty.
No.
Hello. Hello. How does it go? I don't know what she sounds like either.
I'm a toilet.
Don't worry. I knew what I was getting into. Carry on.
When I
it's like that, isn't it?
When I auditioned to be a toilet.
Yeah. There's always that pause.
Yeah, and you're sort of thinking, but yeah, you did do that.
It's not
though.
Like the
you
public.
You did do it, and you
it's
got
not
the
like
job.
The public toilets.
You got the job. I'm not talking about the toilet. The actor. You auditioned to be a toilet, and you are a toilet, and I can hear in your voice, you don't have to act this bit. You're thinking, what the fuck has my life come to? Don't put things down the toilet. And it's every time. If you've got diarrhoea or something on that journey, you're going to hear that a lot of times.
So irritating. Yeah. Well, how do you know it so well?
I travel a lot by trains, and I love urinating. That's what I like. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Question 714, if you're following at home. Have you ever suckled on the dugs of a barren old woman?
Oh, dear.
I mean, again, it's one of those questions that if you have, this is going to be a blistering answer. If you haven't, this page is going to join the rest of them in the bin.
I haven't, but... Oh.
Made it worse. That's doubled its value. Now we're £52.
My mouth feels funny now you've said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
would you like to work as a barren old woman who suckles babies? In the future, I mean, you know, when you are a barren old woman.
Would it have to be a real baby or can I have
no,
a doll?
No, I mean, I think people who were paying you to suckle their child would expect you to do it.
Ooh, but it would be empty.
Yeah, it'd be barren. There'd be the empty dugs of a barren old woman.
And
you'd be going out on the streets, go, who will buy my horrible, barren old dugs? I mean, not horrible. They're still nice in their own way.
I think I would.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think you'd be good at that.
I think so. I mean, you can only do Shirley Bassey for so long, can't you? Shirley Bassey will be doing it soon.
What is your favourite flat thing?
A pancake.
Yeah, I had pancakes this morning.
So did I.
Did you?
What did you have with yours?
I had bacon the first time.
So did
and
I.
And then I had blueberries, raspberries and
bananas. No, you didn't!
I did too. It was nice, isn't it?
I didn't have raspberries though, so it wasn't that good a coincidence.
You got to have some raspberries on there.
Did you have maple syrup?
Yeah, I did. Did you?
Yeah.
Very American. Did you make it yourself?
No, I got it in Glasgow.
Did you? You in Glasgow this morning?
Yeah. I heard that train story 3 times.
How were you doing in Glasgow? Were you doing your show in Glasgow last night?
No, I was doing a charity event for Jewish Care Scotland.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Are there any Jewish people in Scotland?
Loads, actually.
Are they, really?
They all know each other.
Are They all care for each other.
They all care for each other. I am Jewish, but I'm a terrible one because I had bacon for breakfast.
That's true.
they asked me if I would do like the blessing before. I don't know Hebrew. I don't know nothing. I eat bagels and that's where it stops. My mum plays the organ in the village church. That's how un-Jewish we are.
So you raise a lot of money for the Scottish Jewish
care. Yeah.
Care
the old people look really pleased.
Good.
They're very happy.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That was a nice bit
of
the
podcast.
Would
you go that far for charity gig? Because I don't. I quite like living in the country because people go, will you come and do a charity gig in London? I go, well, I live a long way out of London now. I don't do charity gigs outside of, you know, a certain radius.
Well, luckily my...
Charity begins at home is
well,
my literal...
Well, that's true. My brother lives in Glasgow, so I got to go visit him. So.
Oh, that's okay.
It was fine.
Yeah.
But And listen to the train toilet.
Yeah.
That is a highlight of life, isn't it? I always wonder who it is. I'm sure it's Izzy Sooty.
It's not Izzy Sooty. She's a highly successful actor. She doesn't need to pretend to be a toilet.
It might be loads of money.
It won't be loads. It would go, hi, I'm Izzy Sooty from Peep Show. Remember that bit in the cupboard when Mark's rubbing up against me? That's me. That was me. Don't stop thinking about that. We're in an enclosed space. That's what would happen if it was her. They're not going to pay her loads of money to pretend not to be Izzy Sooty and be a toilet. It used to be a public toilet, so this is a real step up. I go to the toilet on trains a lot. What can I say?
Do you do poos on toilets?
I do sometimes, It's been known.
I mean, train toilets.
Well...
Do you know, actually?
Yeah.
Once, when I was living in a hostel in Hampstead, I went to the loo in the middle of the night and I nearly sat down on somebody's poo that they had really carefully curled round the seat of the toilet.
Wow.
I think that's a skill. To get it so perfectly semicircular round.
I'm going to work on that. I find it difficult. And like, if actually on the last Virgin train I was on the way back from Manchester, lovely place, lovely audience. Two lovely audiences, both weeks. And someone had done a poo in the toilet before me, and a lot of it had stuck to the toilet. And I flushed it, and then all that happened was I had a bowl full of slightly
brown water
with someone else's poo in it.
Mm.
Then I had to wee on top of that.
Mm.
And then the train got a little shaky.
Oh no, did it slosh over
the
side?
It didn't, but it got so close that I just thought this... I thought, if the train crashes now, I hope I die. But that's what happened to me.
Can you put that down as one of your emergencies? But do you poo on toilets?
Do you poo on toilets? Yeah, sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. It's a good question. It's very tricky to come with these emergency questions. It's not just anyone can do that. That's not how it goes. The impressions that I'm interested in, I think you're quite interested in, are there's a lot of singers who sing one way and then speak a totally different way, which is kind of odd, isn't
yeah.
it? So the singing is sort of a form. So
like Paloma Faith, she's got a little baby voice, doesn't she, and says weird things, and then she goes, only love can hurt like this. Once I pooed on the toilet.
It is, it's weird. I feel with her that it's so bizarre the way she sings. It's
like, I don't know what she is.
No. I don't know what she is. I like her.
I do, but she's not of this world, is she? She came maybe from a similar place to Kate Bush.
Yeah. Well, that's I think, like, you've got...
And Gaga, like...
Gaga all... and, yeah, and Bjork. You've got quite a lot of these. That's why I suppose the Julie Andrews one sort of stands out, because she's very... Amongst all these other people, she's sort of seemingly a sane Mary Poppins force in the middle of it all.
Yes.
Whereas all these, there are quite a lot of eccentric female performers who as singers, aren't there?
Yeah, they're gifts these days, though, because, you know, you've got all your processed sounds like Taylor Swift and, Ariana Grande, who you can't even tell, you can't even hear the words that she's singing. It's, you don't have a clue what she's saying.
Yeah.
But they're really hard to imitate because they don't really sound like anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Judy Garlands or the, I don't know, Nicki Minaj or something. You live for that.
But it's sort of, that's the thing with the impressions, and it's fine, it's hooking onto that thing that is, you know, you as an impressionist.
Yeah.
And it's quite, I think it is increasingly hard to do it. Lewis McLeod's got Jeremy Vine now, I think it's that it's when you find that, I think that's the Julie Andrews one I just love, because it's like, that we haven't really seen that very much for when you do sort of nail it, but then you also can do interesting stuff with it in terms of combining up with those other people. And also having her sing songs that she wouldn't sing. There's a thing that isn't your thing that I saw, that which is where Kate Robbins does Victoria Wood singing the Bond themes. Have you seen that?
Oh, that's fun.
And it's really, really good. Check that out. But it's finding that one...
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that you'll really latch on, and that's kind of tricky, I guess, as an impressionist. Because, impressionism is so, you know, I'm very good at accents.
Go on.
But I'm not. Well, I was just
I'd love to hear some of them.
I was just in Manchester. Hey, oh, what's going on? I'm from Manchester. That's actually quite good.
Manchester via Nigeria.
You were in Glasgow. You're in Glasgow. I expect you here. This is like, what's going on here? So you can use this if you want.
Thank you.
On this. Wales, really Chris Evans from Wales. Hey, the seaweed. I like eating seaweed.
Oh, that's great.
I don't want to make this about me, because you're also quite good. Good at stuff.
Wow.
So do you know when you found, you know, can you tell this is going to be the one that kind of is a standout, or this is, or is it just experimentation?
Some come more easily than others. It took me ages to do Shirley Bassey, but Nicki Minaj came quite easily because I like her. So the "Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy" and the funny little eyes that she has, and the "My like Pelican Fly. I mean, it's so shy. I'm loving your tie. I like looking on the guy with a thing on his eye." Like she's such a weirdo, isn't she? And I like doing Alex Jones from The Wen Show. She's nice, isn't she, with Matt Baker? I love the way she says that. But my favourite...
That's not Welsh.
It's...
embarrassing.
Sorry.
Instead, come on my show and do Welsh, I just think...
I'm so sorry.
Embarrassing.
I've got to say, though, favourite's got to be Natalie Cassidy, doesn't it? The chin and the trumpet... And just all the lesbian stuff. She's quite sexy. She's my favourite.
I think this might be an influence on you a little bit, but maybe it's before your time, though. But I kind of think you remind me a little bit of Marty Kane or someone like that. You know?
Just so many people have said that to me. I would my dream would be to have a show like that, a variety show with sketches and impressions and music and guests and sort of wanking around.
Yeah, well, Marty Kane was amazing.
Wasn't known for that so much, but I would add a lot of
Marty Kane was like that came up at a time, and it's sort of the same time as Victoria Wood. But there were very few female performers, I think, of any, you know, that were being funny as well. She was a great singer, and she did all these different things.
Yeah,
but like it was, she won Opportunity Knocks and stuff. But in my childhood, I remember as being this major force of light entertainment. But it was sort of man's world that she sort of came up through.
Yeah,
at a time when there weren't so many people. But now that, you know, I suppose there are. There's more. But it's finding that niche, isn't it? It's finding that what you do with.
Yeah, and someone to take a chance as well, and for something to feel fresh enough.
Yeah,
for them to take a chance on, I guess. But yeah,
you're very, you know, you're very skillful. I don't like that in. I don't think it's fair to use skills in comedy. it's not fair on me, who has no skills.
Your Welsh is excellent.
That's true. Well, I'm going to live in Cardiff and entertain them there. it is different. So you're working on as just a panellist on the Imitation. There's a new panel show, The Imitation Game.
You can catch it on iPlayer now.
Right.
Episodes 1 and 5 are the best.
Okay.
Because they are the ones that I'm in. And so that was like sort of like a big gang show of impressionists. So it's Rory Bremner and Deborah Stevenson, and Lewis is on one of them with me, and Luke Kempner, who's brilliant, up and coming. There's all sorts of... It was directed by John Naismith, who does I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue and things like that on Radio 4. So it's sure. really silly, fun parlour games sure. with a good dose of ITVness about it. but it is still good. No, it's really, really fun.
And do you think impressions, there's different sort of enclaves in show business. Anyone who works with any kind of ventriloquist dummy is definitely a pervert.
Yes.
Definitely.
100%. Because they practice on people.
With impressionists, is there a slight element of not finding the real person behind it? Sometimes, some of them, I think, like they're yeah. so good at impressions that they.
You can't have a normal conversation no. with John Coleshaw. You can't. He can't do his own. He doesn't know who he is. Can't do his own voice.
Right.
He's. I shouldn't say that, no. He's lovely, and yeah. I adore him, but you can't...
But he's a fucking weirdo, is
No, well, we all are. Yeah. But you can't have a conversation with him without him doing Tom Baker or somebody. It's And Rory Bremner will call me up, and I don't really quite know what he's calling me about until he just starts doing his material to see right. if it works.
Okay.
So,
they're sort of a bit nerdy. I know Alistair McGowan and yeah. Ronnie Ancona very well. We work
yeah.
with. And they're very nice people, and they're a little bit more nerdy and...
Yeah, they're totally... I yeah. mean, all of us are. I don't...
Are there any cool impressionists?
Yeah.
Steve Coogan was started out as an impressionist.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Luke Kempner and I are a little bit different because we do lots of stand-up
yeah, yeah.
as well and other stuff.
You
so,
seem quite normal. That's why I'm just trying to get to the bottom. Like, you know...
I don't really... Like, I see impressions as a bit of... as stuff that I do, but I don't just see myself as an impressionist.
Yeah.
Because I never really meant to be one.
No. Like a lot of them start at school doing the teachers and stuff. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. I did that, but I had no friends.
Yeah. So. we're getting to the bottom of it with my... This is good interviewing technique. Start off saying, yeah, aren't the other impressionists is weird? And then we find out the truth. This is what I do.
Well, I kept getting banned from playing with all my friends by either teaching them rude words or making them do awful things.
Yes.
So.
You were talking about that
I told you backstage, yeah.
You can tell them that one.
I got banned from playing with my friends across the road because we were playing doctors and nurses, but I made them do actual urine samples for me. I take it seriously.
That's good.
I'm method.
I mean, that's not really what doctors and nurses is about for anyone else. That's what's when I say this very serious. I'm going to remove your spleen. That's very good. Right, I think we will have so another emergency question.
Yes, please.
From the emergency. Oh, we should. I haven't offered you a drink. How very rude of me. You're not drinking, are you?
I'm not. I'm having a Stoptober. So far, I've done 3 days.
That's good.
It's what, the 10th?
That's not bad.
So I feel I should have a drink to celebrate, but.
You can do if you want. I'm going to have a Pilsner. This is from Beer 52. You can get 8 free craft beers by going to beer52.com/Rahillastopper.
That sounds.
Yeah, that's good. That almost made it not that eggy. So thanks. Good. Pilsner in a can.
It looks lovely and really thirst quenching.
This, it's from the Garden Brewery. And it's made in Croatia.
Which is an excellent place to visit, I hear.
Is it?
I don't know. Is it? No, I've heard loads of people go on holiday there and just say it's beautiful and everyone should go on holiday there. And
I'm in there. I find when you go on holiday, you drink the beer. If I was in Croatia drinking that Pilsner, I'd be going, this is the best drink I've ever had.
Yeah.
And then you drink the drink when you get home. And it's, you know... So... But that is a delicious beer that I would... If I was paying nothing for, I'd be very happy about. And in a way, I am paying nothing for it. I would then email the company and say, please take me out of this contract before I pay £24 a month, which is allowed. They're very good. It's very good. If you like craft beer, it's a great thing. That's one that... please do sign up. They like me taking the piss out of them, I hope. Otherwise, they might not pay us the money they said they'd give us. But at least I got a free beer that was all right. So... This one was great. The star. I've got a bit left of that. Starvation.
Is that the black star?
Starvation. Black from last week. There's still a bit left.
Wow.
That stands up pretty well for 7 days. Yeah.
It's not gone flat.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. Wow.
The top's been off and everything.
Wow. It's in there. The whole week.
It's in there while all the other shows have been going on in the Leicester Square. Oh, this is a question I'd like to ask you. Have you ever employed a smith of any kind? That's question 7717.
Have I ever employed a smith?
There's lots of different smiths, and there's the
blacksmith.
People, yeah. I didn't say, can you name
Granny
one
Smith?
Kind of smith? Can you name me one kind of smith?
I've only got two. One's an apple.
Apple smith.
No, Granny Smith.
Oh, Granny Smith.
She also, she's a wet nurse some of her time as well, okay. With her old dugs.
Silversmith?
Goldsmith.
Ah, there we go.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. It's a nice engagement ring.
Thank you very much.
Ooh,
I
la
took
la.
My practice rings to... I took them to Hatton Garden, little wedding ring and a little sapphire.
Oh, yes.
I was going to flog them so I could maybe take my mum to a spa or buy a nice divorce handbag or something like that. And the man said to me, if you get offered £50 for these... take the money and run. Blue glass.
Oh.
I know. What a shit.
This, he sounds like a rum cove, this first husband of yours.
A rum cove?
A rum cove.
What's that? Is that
it's
pirate
a rum
thing?
You know, it could be. Just, it sounds like it's a...
A rum?
He sounds like a right nana.
Cunt. Oh.
I don't know him. I don't want to speak ill of a man.
You know,
it could be entirely your fault that the marriage broke down. We don't know. It's
well,
he said, she said,
there.
Isn't it? I'm turning to Donald Trump. It's almost certain the woman's fault, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it usually is.
So does your ex-husband know that you do material about him and talk about him? And how does he feel about that?
I don't care. He only gets referred to as practice.
Yeah.
So.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Aww.
How old when you got married the first time? Well,
I think I was like 30-ish. It lasted 18 months. Oh. But I'd been with him for 8 years, so I had a good old amount of time to realise it was wrong, but I still went through with it.
And
so,
did you feel that it was wrong when you got married, or was there a part of your brain, because there's a big part of my brain going, don't do this, Rich, run.
Really?
There's a big part of my brain going, fucking, hope she's still going to be, hope she's going to be at the altar, is all I was thinking. She made me wait about 10 minutes while something was going on. I don't know what was going on. And I was thinking, oh, shit. She's realised.
Oh no!
She's realised what an idiot I am.
Oh no! But she went through.
She went through it, thank God. And now there's no way out, as I understand it. Oh God! I hope she doesn't take that ring to the jewellers.
Take the money and run.
It's a weird thing, isn't it? Getting married.
It's I'm excited.
Yeah.
It was the best. It was like really like the best party ever. I get to have another one. It's brilliant. It was brilliant. It's really fun to have it a second time with with the right person.
Let's
great.
Hope.
I know. Ish.
Oh, look, I heard his heart break in the audience. I heard him. Oh. Wow. He's a lovely man, and he's a very lucky man.
You know, when the first thing my mum said when he asked, my mum and dad, my mum said, make sure she freezes her eggs. That's the first thing. Terrible, isn't it?
No, it's very sensible advice.
It is, really.
Are you planning on having a family?
Nah.
Oh, I just don't think I'd be able to remember where I left it.
Yeah, there's a lot of remembering. You do have to remember.
Oh, I'm terrible.
I've only forgotten mine once.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was it? Because I worried that I would leave it in a pub or something.
Well, I left it in the back of the car, parked in the drive.
In a lamppost.
Yeah. But it was slightly extraordinary circumstances where we were on our way somewhere, and then my wife had lost a phone, and we were very stressed, and we were going away for this weekend for the first time with the baby, and then we had to turn round and drive back. And then I thought, oh, maybe she dropped it in the street. I'll ring it. We hadn't thought of ringing it. That's how tired we were. So I ran down the street to ring it and see if it was in the gutter. And then my wife came out of the house, which we were in search of, and she said, where's Phoebe? I said, I'm near a car. I just left at the top of the road. So, I mean, it was locked up and everything. It was probably fine. She was only,
Did you leave the window a crack open?
No. Okay. I was left in a car by my parents with the window a crack open and nearly died when I was...
Really?
Yeah. So it's, it was the 60s, it's fine. It was allowed back then, it was normal, it was allowed.
My sister's boyfriend used to tie him to... up, just to the garage, just, you know, he'd have a long lead, but just so he wouldn't go missing.
It's good, I might use that.
He's a really nice, well-adjusted man.
No, but they're terrible. My boy's terrible. My boy will just, if you leave him for a second, he's up the stairs, he's
terrible.
Now he's walking now as well.
Oh,
so.
Man.
He fell off we had him tied to a chair, like in a baby seat. He keeps rocking it. Fell over the other day.
Well, that will happen, and we've all got to learn.
I think he's all right. The first one, you take him to hospital. The second one, you go, oh, shine a light in his face.
How old is he?
37 years old, this thing is. He's 1 year. It's his birthday on Friday when I went to Manchester. I don't care about the second one, so it's...
he won't remember.
I went and worked on his birthday. Exactly. We had his birthday on Sunday. He won't know the difference. He won't remember any of it. We can show him a picture. Go, that was you. That your sister's holding a penguin. What do you think about that? It's this haunted penguin.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be the fun auntie, wind them up, and then run away.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
Have you got nephews and nieces?
I do. Yeah, okay. And I've got soul kids because my lesbian friends don't believe in God.
Okay.
So, and they are, I love them so much. I've taught them to call me Jessie darling. So they say, "Is Jessie darling, play with me, Jessie darling. Hello, Jessie." It's wonderful. I think everybody should do that.
They'll do what you want, kids. You know, you got to say anything you want. You can teach them wrong things. It's great.
I'm raising an army.
Yeah. I told my daughter that I found her in a zoo and in a monkey cage. And she started going, yeah, I was in the monkey. She started remembering it. And so I felt a bit bad, but, you know, it's funny.
It's great.
Might be screwing it up. It's still funny. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
No.
Often. When I'm about to get in bed in the middle of the night, or if you get up to do a wee and then you come back, I do often imagine a hand coming out and grabbing my ankle.
Yeah.
But that's not a ghost, that's just a murderer.
You just imagine it.
Yeah, it's not happened yet, but yeah. I worry about
well,
that.
Well, yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
It would be very scary. Yeah.
Sometimes happens.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
So...
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, because they don't exist. And that would be mental.
Yeah.
though, you know, some of the stories that we've been told on this podcast are very convincing and terrifying. But they're usually by people who are mentally unhinged. So it's as all performers are.
Well, I'm amazed not to be in that company, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I thought you'd have seen a ghost. I thought I'd hit paper.
No, definitely not.
Have you ever seen a Bigfoot?
My boyfriend's got a big foot.
No, that doesn't.
No, but he has, and he's got terrible fungus on one of his toenails. Yeah, he's got to take pills for it. Is that bad?
Wow.
I know.
My wife doesn't like me picking my feet. I find that weird.
I can bite my own toenails.
Can you? I used to be able to do that.
Mm.
Then I got old. Do you bite your own toenails?
Sometimes.
Do you eat your toenails?
No, spit them out.
Can I have them?
Sure. Can make you a little bracelet if you like.
Actually, it'd be nice. If you were in... I've ripped this one up, so I'm going to have to do it from memory. It's a terrible idea. Banksy's an idiot. If this is available, if you want to buy this book... Starts page 15. I've only ripped out 15, 14 pages.
They were shit anyway, those.
They were the first 14. If they're in there, I'll give you a free copy of this book and they're probably in there. if you were in, had to be in a human centipede, and you're in the middle, but you get to choose, the person putting you in a human centipede is nice and gets you, you can choose whoever goes at either end, who would be in front of you and who would be behind you.
So can you remind me, do I have to eat their poo or something?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean... Well, in that your mouth is stitched to their anus, they might be able to hold it.
So your mouth is stitched to their anus, yeah. And someone else's mouth is stitched to yours.
Yes, that is right. This, I'm amazed that your fiancé has not asked you this question before he proposed.
He's not really into that.
No, no, just to check. Well, I'm glad he's not into it. That would be my question to him. Are you into turning me into a human centipede? Yeah, oh yeah, I am. Oh, I had that with my first husband. Didn't work out. That would be me.
You're not far away. No, so I think, whose poo would I not mind eating?
Yeah. I'm very scatological this week. I apologise. It's not the usual me.
I don't believe that for a second. Who's poo? Meghan Markle's.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
I think that she would have a clean bottom hole.
Very clean. There's someone at the palace who now cleans that for her.
Yeah. I think that would be okay. And I could poo into Hitler's mouth.
Oh, my goodness. He deserves it.
He really does. That little bastard. He was a really bad man.
Good. Hold on, I just want to...
I think that's fair. And I would say I'm morally in the middle of Meghan and Hitler.
Yeah.
So
you are in between. I would say
I'm more or less in between.
Yeah. Have you ever... Shouldn't drink during these, should I? Next week, the drunk women solving crime are coming on. They may drink. One of them is my wife. She does drink.
She has to, doesn't she?
Yeah, she has to. Have you ever met Brian Blessed?
No. I've met lots of people that can do impressions of him, but I've never met him.
Can you do an impression of Brian Blessed?
No, I can't do men.
Can you do no men?
Not
could
really.
Can you do John Inman? He's quite an effeminate man.
No.
Okay.
I could probably get away with Joe Pasquale.
Well, I know I talked to Alice Lowe last week. She went, I was listening to your thing about your podcast. And it was all asking questions about Brian Blessed. You should ask me about that. And then I asked, and she'd never met Brian Blessed.
I saved it
till the end. I thought that she's dead. We've got to hit pay dirt here. She tricked me. She pranked me.
There was nothing.
She pranked me with Brian Blessed. I've met him.
Can you do an impression of him?
Yeah. It involves just talking for 4 hours and no one else.
That.
My impression is, this is my impression of him. He's a great man. It's been lovely to talk to you. Oh my goodness, the time flies by on these things,
especially when you're talking about poo-poos.
I love talking about poo-poo with young ladies. That's what I share with redacted. Just redacted in time. Just share with beep. Have you ever met Prince Andrew?
Them.
Which one have you met?
It was Edward or Andrew. Yeah. Which one was it?
Was he when you met him?
No.
No, it's Edward. How was Prince Edward? Was he nice?
He was really nice. Yeah. He didn't really know who Nicki Minaj was.
Oh, didn't he? Yeah.
But he liked all the rest of my impressions. Okay.
Well, did you go and do a special thing at the palace for him?
It was a Duke of Edinburgh thing.
Duke of Edinburgh Awards or a party?
Yeah.
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 And he was there, so he was...
And he was there as the person, and I was there being a person.
Yeah.
And it was a posh dinner. I never got a Duke of Edinburgh Award.
No, I didn't.
I didn't really do any of that, but they didn't care. So I just went along, did some stupid voices and fucked up.
That's nice. Was that at the palace, or was that...
No, that was at a posh hotel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So how much did Prince Edward pay you for the services that you rendered?
Probably about £10,000 to £15,000.
Wow.
That's my going rate.
Yeah. Being on Britain's Got Talent, that's what everyone gets.
Yeah.
What was Simon Cowell like? Did you meet Cowell? I've drunk too much. What was Simon? Not Simon Cowell, he's from the...
Simon Cowell I only met on, like, it was being inside the telly. Yeah, that was just like... But Amanda Holden I met in the corridor, and she was really, 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 really nice.
Okay.
I liked her.
Yeah. She used to come to my shows with Les Dennis.
Did she?
Yeah.
Was she unhappy?
She seemed... Les seemed very happy, and they seemed a nice couple.
But they're both actors, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're very good acting. And love, you know, the
thing. How far into the relationship was it?
Well, it was.
How soon before the breakup?
I don't know when they started.
Was it?
It was.
Do you think you caused it?
I think Les always had a twinkle in his eye for me, and it was about nine. It was nine mid 96 and 7, around that time they came. It was a bit before they it all went wrong. Love died, you know. Love unfortunately dies.
Don't I know it?
Yeah. But every time.
Not every time.
Well,
no.
If love doesn't die, one of you dies. Life is ultimately just a very sad place to be. I shouldn't have drunk so much. So it's it's fun, isn't it? It's fun being alive. I like it. It's okay.
Yeah. Life is a nice thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Until, like, 2040, when global warming is going to be unstoppable and everyone dies.
How old will we be then?
Well, I'll be dead, so I don't care.
And what will I be?
You'll be alive and, you know, and able to experience the scorching pain of the Earth crashing into the sun. As I understand it, that's what will happen.
Is that going to happen in 2040?
2040, yeah.
Cool.
Unless Donald Trump turns everything around and signs up to some accords and stuff,
I know he's an amazing
friend.
Man.
Did you
I
vote
really
for Donald Trump, guys? You two?
No.
Yeah, we all say that now. Did you vote for Brexit, guys?
No.
They all say it, but you know, 52% of people did, so someone in here did, didn't they? And they were right. They were hard Brexit, that's what I want. I'm not even sure what I am anymore. I don't know what's true and what's not. I've been playing this character for so long. I have to walk around picking up stones and putting them in. And I really do it. I just do it. I really do. It's not a joke. I do it. Then I joke about it, but I do it.
Putting them all in a backpack, are you?
I'm not. No, well, I'm putting them in a bag and then I put them on a can. I'm not mad.
No.
So it's... But a backpack's not a bad idea. It's good exercise. This is a question for kids. You can ask your nephews and nieces. Would you rather be furry like a bear or scaly like a fish?
Scaly like a fish.
Right.
Because I like swimming, but I don't do it enough, so okay. It might...
Bears can swim.
Oh.
And also don't have scales.
I like scales.
Okay.
I'll be like a sort of a mermaid.
Mermaids are hairy.
Well, it depends if you've got the fish head or the tail...
Does, yeah.
What would you rather have?
Would
you rather have head or a fish tail?
Yeah, it's a good question. I guess as a...
Is it one of your emergency questions?
No, it's a good question.
Why not?
Well, it will be now. Obviously, okay. I'll take the good ones. Make them for myself. I would miss my penis being replaced by a whole thing, whatever it is. What happens? They just lay eggs on each other, don't they? Better fish.
They've got something right. Where the bits come out.
Yeah. I would miss my penis, but I'd barely use it. So I reckon I would go lower half fish, because then you could at least, like, go to a restaurant and people would think you were a regular person. if you were sitting down behind a table, no one would know.
Would you do, like, a shuffly hop thing, or would you have one roller skate? I think I'd have one roller skate on my fish tail.
If you could do that, I mean, that would be hard to manoeuvre. I think you'd have to slither. I think you'd be slithering. Whereas if you had legs, you could just walk around like a fish and, well, no.
Just a little bit like a Hitler salute, bit unsuspected there, actually. It's a real shame.
It's left us with a poor taste in our mouths. I had a Hitler moustache for a year, you know. Don't judge people by copying Hitler. If they're going to do that, we're all in trouble, aren't we now? So, we've had a lovely time. It's all turned sour. And thank you so much for coming in. You're on tour with No Filter?
I'm on tour with No Filter from February until the end of May, ending with a five-night run at the Soho Theatre.
Beautiful.
Which is going to be bloody lovely.
And there's a bit of, you get people up. I've seen you get people up. Are you going to get people up out of the audience?
I get people up. The audience will be able to choose what songs they want to hear as what singers. Like, there's all sorts. We just mash things up, have a lovely time, get to meet Jessington World of Adventures.
Yes.
Not on tour. I can't. I can only afford the pianist for the tour. But he's lovely. His name's Michael.
Call him Jessington.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, call him
and
Jess.
Make him wear some bear ears.
Yes.
Thank you. That's okay. That bit done then.
Good.
Just got to write the rest of it. No, it's loads and loads of fun and music and stand up and it's very feel good and silly.
People can check out your videos on your website.
Check out the curious collaborations and
they're really lovely. They're beautiful things. They're very enjoyable. So do check out Jess's stuff and go and see her on tour. Ladies and gentlemen, Jess Robinson.
Yay!
With me, Richard Jang, and my guest Jess Robinson. The music is by Pest, the people who helped us, the Leicester Square Theatre staff, who are lovely, and thank you also to the Go Faster Stripe team, who are not as nice as the Leicester Square Theatre people, but they're still quite nice, and everyone at the British Comedy Guide, they're the least nice people out of all of them. A couple of them are actually pure evil. The executive producer for this particular episode is Anthony Lawton. What a lovely young gentleman he sounds like. I'm indebted to my producer, Ben Walker. This is a Fuzz GoFasterStrike.com production, and it's also a Sky Potato production for the internet. Goodbye, bye, goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks very much for listening to the podcast. Go to GoFasterStripe.com for fantastic downloads and books and to join the Go Faster Stripe Club and get loads of stuff from really interesting comedians. Help little Chris Evans knock that one out. That would be lovely. All right, RichardHerring.com for all my gigs. Hope to see you at a gig. Come and say hi after if you've enjoyed these podcasts. Don't come if you haven't enjoyed them and say you haven't enjoyed them. It'll make me feel sad.